KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
On Saturday, high school boys baseball postseason play. District action getting underway in the smaller classes. In 2A on Saturday, Tri-Center beat Clarinda Academy 17-0. It was Underwood over Shenandoah 13-3. Also, Otobolt Arthur BCIG topping IKM Manning 2-1. Maple Valley beat Ridgeview 3-2 to advance. Also in Class 1A boys district first rounders Saturday, Bedford over Essex 11-8. West Harrison beat Boyer Valley 13-1. East Green a 7-4 winner over Glidden Ralston, while Orient Maxburg advanced 8-4 over Nottoway Valley. Also on Saturday in girls high school softball postseason play in Class 4A semifinals in Region 8, it was Glenwood defeating Harlan in 11 innings. 4-2. Winterset beat Perry by a score of 7-2. Also in Region 7, Creston over Norwalk 6-1. Indianola beat Sheraton 10-0. In Class 5A Region semifinals in Region 8, it was Abe Lincoln advancing with a 9-4 win over Sioux City East. Tonight, girls softball regional play continues. In fact, it'll conclude in 3A, 2A, and 1A tonight with regional finals. In regional final action tonight in Class 3A, Region Number 8 at Adel tonight, it'll be Atlantic facing Bondurant Farrar with a state tournament berth on the line. The Trojans at 23-18 on the season facing the number 3-ranked Bondurant Farrar squad. They're 34-7 on the year. Game time 7 o'clock. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. That's at ADM High School at Adel tonight. Atlantic versus Bondurant Farrar. We're on the air at 6:45. First pitch at 7 o'clock tonight. And again, you can hear it live here this evening on KJAN and also on KJAN.com. In Class 2A, Region 8 final tonight at Logan, Trainer will play Westwood. Westwood is 30-10 entering the game. Trainer at 24-5 is ranked 13th in 2A. 7 o'clock is first pitch for that one. Also in Class 1A regional finals tonight in Region 8 at Denison, Exira EHK attempting to make the state tournament as they'll face Charter Oak Ute tonight. The Bobcats are ranked number 10 in the state. They're 26-12 on the year. The Spartans at 20-5 trying to make their first state tournament appearance as a cooperative program. Again, 7 o'clock is the start time tonight. Also in Region 7 at Creston tonight, Corning will play Earlham. Earlham is number 2 ranked in Class 1A at 32-4 on the year. Corning at 21-9 will try to slay the Giants. 7 o'clock is game time tonight there as well. Those winners all advancing to the girls' state softball championships. Well, baseball's best are on their way to Kansas City for Tuesday's All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic. It's been a memorable first half featuring 5 no-hitters, 2 perfect games. Going into the break, there are several surprising division leaders that have raised eyebrows around the game. The Washington Nationals, who won just 59 games 3 years ago, have a 4-game lead in the National League East with a glossy 49-34 mark. The equally surprising Pittsburgh Pirates head into the All-Star break in sole possession of first place in the National League Central with a record of 48-37. That's the first time they've led at the break since 1997. The LA Dodgers started red hot, but they go into the break with a scant half-game lead over the San Francisco Giants in the National League West. In the American League, order is somewhat restored as the New York Yankees have a commanding 7-game lead over Baltimore in the AL East. The Chicago White Sox have kicked it into high gear and own a 3-game lead over Cleveland in the Central. The 2-time AL champion Texas Rangers have regained their perch comfortably ahead of the LA Angels out in the AL West. Here's how the teams went into the All-Star break. In the National League first, Andrew McCutchen hit 2 home runs to help Pittsburgh wallop visiting San Francisco 13-2 as Neil Walker homered among his 5 hits, and A.J. Burnett pitched effectively into the 7th to win his 9th consecutive decision. All-Star Jay Bruce and Ryan Ludwig hit consecutive home runs, leading Johnny Cueto and the Cincinnati Reds past the San Diego Padres 4-2. That win put the Reds a game back of Pittsburgh in the NL Central heading into the break. Trevor Bauer scattered 2 hits over 6 scoreless innings, and the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the LA Dodgers 7-1. The D-backs took 3 of 4 from the weekend series to move within 4 of the National League West leading Dodgers. Rafael Furcal capped a 3-run 9th-inning rally with a 2-out, 2-run single, and the Cardinals walked off the field in St. Louis with a 5 5-4 win over the Miami Marlins. Washington's usually reliable bullpen suffered a meltdown in a 4-3 loss to visiting Colorado. Corey Hart's RBI single in the top of the 10th snapped to 3-all ties. The Brewers went on to beat the Astros 5-3. Atlanta capped a 3-game sweep in Philadelphia with a 4-3 win over the Phillies, who suffer a 4th straight loss. And Ryan Dempster picked up right where he left off when he went on the disabled list with a back problem. Making his first start in 3 weeks, the Cubs right-hander threw 5 shutout innings in Chicago's 7-0 win over the New York Mets. In the American League, the New York Yankees took 3 of 4 from Boston in their weekend series at Fenway Park as the Yanks took the finale 7-3. The Texas Rangers rallied for a 4-3 win over Minnesota in 13 innings. Mike Trout, Mark Trumbo, Eric Ibar, and Albert Pujols homered in the Angels' 6-0 win over visiting Baltimore. Toronto put an end to Chicago's 5-game win streak, outscoring the AL Central-leading White Sox 11-9. Chris Perez blew his first save since opening day as Cleveland dropped a 7-6 decision to Tampa Bay. The Tigers head to the All-Star break on a roll after powering their way past Kansas City 7-1 for a season-high 5th straight win. And Josh Reddick had a game-ending RBI double in the 13th inning, sending Oakland into the All-Star break with a .500 record as they beat Seattle by a score of 2-1. Miami's lone All-Star is recovering after undergoing arthroscopic right knee surgery. The Marlins say 22-year-old Giancarlo Stanton is expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Stanton is hitting .284 with a team-high 19 homers and 50 RBIs. He made his first start in 5 games on Saturday, but lasted just 2 innings. Detroit prospect Nick Castellanos hit a 3-run homer during a 9-run 6th inning, and Royals minor leaguer Will Myers added 3 RBIs to lead the U.S. team to a 17-5 rout of the world team in the All-Star Futures game on Sunday. Billy Hamilton and Manny Machado each drove in 2 runs for the U.S. team, contributing to a record 22 combined runs during the annual prospect showcase. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, it was the Iowa Cubs beating Omaha by a score of 6-5. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Roger Federer is back on top of the tennis world. The third seed beat Andy Murray 4-6, 7-5, 6-3, and 6-4 in the Wimbledon final, extending Britain's wait for a homegrown men's champion. The fourth-seeded Scotsman was trying to become the first British man since Fred Perry in 1936 to claim the title at the All England Club. Federer hoisted the winner's trophy on center court for a record-tying 7th time. His record-extending 17th Grand Slam victory boosts him back to number 1 in the world. Play was halted by rain early in the third set, and the retractable roof over center court was closed before they resumed play following a 40-minute break. Federer is now 17-7 in Grand Slam finals, including 7-1 at Wimbledon. Murray dropped to 0-4 in major finals, with 3 of those losses coming against Federer. Murray was playing in his first Wimbledon final after 3 previous losses in the semifinals. In golf, Ted Potter Jr. rolled in a 4-foot birdie putt on the 3rd playoff hole to win a playoff against Troy Kelly at the Greenbrier Classic. It's Potter's first PGA Tour victory. Potter fired a 6-under-64 to get to 16-under after 72 holes. Kelly reached that number by carding a 66. Potter is ranked 218th in the world, while Kelly is number 464. Charlie Wee and Charlie Belgian shot 65 and 67 and tied for 3rd place. They were 2 shots back. U.S. Open champ Webb Simpson began the final round with a 2-stroke lead but stumbled to a 3-over-73 to finish 5 shots back in a tie for 7th place. In women's golf, N.Y. Choi could do no better than a 1-over-par-73 in the final round, but still managed to win the U.S. Women's Open by 4 shots. The 24-year-old from South Korea entered the final round with a 6-stroke advantage. She finished 7-under-par for her first major and 6th career LPGA Tour victory. Countrywoman Amy Yang was the only other golfer under par after 72 holes as she closed with a 71 to finish at minus 3. Paula Creamer was the top American finisher, tied for 7th place. And Kirk Triplett won the first tee open at Pebble Beach for his first Champions Tour title, making an early eagle and then closing with a 6-under-66 for a 2-stroke victory over Mark McNulty. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.